Good morning and welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional. For the past few days, we have been learning about Psalm 119. This is a very long Psalm chapter, but it's worthwhile to go to the rest of the verses here in the set of 16 verses at a time in order to know and to learn how the psalmist described the different forms of expressions of his love and devotion to the Lord through them. Descriptions that he made toward the Word of God. So we have been learning the past few days that he loved the Lord, he loved the law, and that he hoped in God's Word. There is a corresponding expressions of love and hope to God and his words, and he repeated this many times, even here in Psalm 119, verses 113 to 128. So let me read the verses 113 and 114. So as he expressed here about his love to the law and hope also to God's word. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. Verse 114, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. And even in Psalm 120, verses 127 and 128, therefore I love your commandments above gold and above fine gold. Therefore, I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way. So he loved God's word more than anything, including the treasures of this world. There was a strong craving for him to know God's word and to hide the word of God in his heart. And a strong craving to God's word resulted to a strong dislike to wickedness. As we know in life that if we love the flowers, we cannot love also the weeds at the same time. We must hate the weeds. In verses 115 to verse 119, this is his expression of how he hates the wickedness. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live. And let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up, that I may be safe. And have regard of your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. So he was asking here to protect or for protection from the evildoers, that he would be influenced, that he wouldn't be sidetracked from focusing and being devoted to the Word of God. Why? Because he expressed here in verse 120 his strong reverence to God, his strong fear or respect to God. He worshiped God. As the saying goes, he who fears God has nothing else to fear. He said here in verse 120, my flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. So we might pause and ask for a little while, our hearts, do we fear God? Do we pay respect to him? Do we fear him that we want to worship him? Not a fear that God will do harm to us, but the fear of respect, the fear that we love God because of his goodness, because of his faithfulness to us. If we fear God this way, we should not be fearful for any other thing. Well, there is a temptation for us to be intimidated, but because of this strong and overwhelming reverence toward our God, we will learn to depend upon God and not be affected by such fears because of our strong reverence to God. There is a complete trust on God's control. And we will read this in verse 121 to verse 126. That there is no need to be manipulative. We can rest in God. Let's express our trust to the Lord just like this writer. He said in verse 121 to verse 126, I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation. and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. What else can we desire before God but to have a heart like this, that our heart will be inclined to embrace the Word of God and to cherish the Word of God. And let's trust that God is in control, that we can just look unto His promise and rest with peace in our hearts that He's acting and doing things. Although we cannot scrutinize every move and every act of God, yet we can trust that His timing and His ways are the perfect ways and timing that we can depend upon. But we shouldn't be carried away by the cares and the intimidations of the enemy to pull us away from God. But let's continue to grip firmly our faith and our trust unto our God. As the psalmist here in verse 126 says, it is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. You see, God does not need our help in terms of protecting Himself. We don't need to panic. But human as we are, sometimes we are affected emotionally, but let's not be overwhelmed. It's just shows that we are humans when we are concerned and affected a little bit, when we know that our God is in control, the feelings and the emotions should be put in place and our faith should take hold firmly unto the promise of God. Let's cultivate this faith and cultivate this trust. And we can do that only if we continue to meditate upon God's word. So how are you today? Are you tempted to doubt God? Are you tempted to discredit the promise of God? Let's not allow our feelings and our emotions to overrule. Yes, we may feel very differently today, but don't be allow that feelings to continue to grip your heart. Let's commit every areas of our lives today and believe that God is in control. God knows what He's doing. Let us pray. Father, we have been learning the past few days about the heart of the psalmist to love and to be devoted really to your word, because he found it that this is the only most important treasure and pleasurable thing in his life. And help us to be like him. I pray to Father that you will teach us how to hate every false way, every wickedness, Lord, and embrace your word in our hearts. And help us to have that peace in our hearts, that even though we have challenges in life, even today, that will not be affected, that will not be steered and adversely affected, Lord. Thank you that we can expect that you're going to answer our prayers and receive this request, because this is your will for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.